Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you, as always. And I'm very excited about having my good friend, and yours, whether you know it or not, Gail Goodman, back on the show. Gail is a longtime Brain Trust member, going back 8 years now as a member of our Brain Trust. And I first introduced you to her as when she was running a little fledgling company that was trying to get something off the ground called email marketing. And she had this, they had this technology and this idea and this platform, and it was doing pretty well, but it was a little bitty company, and they called it roving in those days. And then we just kept working. I knew she was onto something, and she just kept working, and we kept talking to her about it, and then it became Constant Contact. How about that? Yeah, you know that company, don't you? And we're glad to say that we've known about these good folks for a long time. Gail Goodman is the CEO there. And has been holding the helm down up there for all these years. And she's our good friend, Gail. Welcome back to the show.
Thrilled to be here, Jim.
It's good to have you back. Congratulations on your great success. You went public a year or so ago, and it's the stock's doing great. So I'm proud of you for that. Gail, one of the things that I'm proud of you for is you guys do a periodic survey on business conditions, attitudes, and outlooks of small business owners about different things, the economy, about some current best practices, that sort of thing. And one of the things you focused on this time was social media, and I want to talk about that in the next survey. The next segment. But what I'd like to do in this segment is talk a little bit about what you learned about what small business owners are feeling about the economy. And talk to us a little bit about their general attitude about the economy.
Well, you know, as always, right, I think you and I have talked about this before, small businesses are optimists. You need to be
pathological optimists.
and I totally get it, right? You
right.
need to be all in this business. What we heard is that they actually have good expectations for 2011. In the next 12 months, 82% expected to increase their revenue.
Yeah, how about that?
That's a big number, and that's up over our, they've always been optimistic all the way through the down economy, but that's up over our previous numbers.
Mm-hmm.
So the good news is they are starting to really feel some energy and thinking that that the year's going to be good. 43% expect to hire additional employees.
Yeah, that's good news.
So,
you know,
hiring come back.
That number tracks really closely to a survey that we did. It was about 50% plan on doing that, and that's good news because, Gail, as you know, if America goes back to work, small business owners are going to put them back to work.
Absolutely. I think it's like 70% of the net new jobs
yeah.
are driven by small business.
Exactly, and I think in the future it may even be more than that. What are some of the other things? I know that. I was looking at 77% report that cost of goods have increased. I know they're a little concerned about that. Inflation's up a little bit on some things, and that's a little bit of a concern.
Yeah, they're definitely still feeling some cost pressure. Worried about getting the revenues, and the cost side is hitting them as well. So, as always, being a small business is no small challenge.
It's not for sissies, is it?
Pardon me?
Being a small business owner is not for sissies.
It is not for sissies. It is not for sissies. And they're worried about all sorts of different things in their business. But not surprisingly, their biggest worries are on the top line.
Mm-hmm.
They're worried about sales. 61% think it's an area they need help with. And they're worried about marketing, another 61%.
And this has been...
the biggest things they're worried about is growing the top line.
This has been consistent for 3 years now, Gail, or more. Since the end of 2008, the big concern for small business is sales volume, isn't it?
It absolutely is. And, you know, and when we asked him what keeps him up at night, you know, it's how to attract new customers.
And
how to get their current customers to refer more.
80% of your folks said that was the biggest thing, was getting new customers and getting those other customers to come back.
Absolutely.
And one of the things
directly connected.
Right, no question about it. And so consequently, as a result of that desire, more and more of them are reaching out and trying some things that are different from that are new, like social media, using social media as a form of marketing, as one of the marketing tools, and the Constant Contact survey found out a lot about that. And so when we come back, I'm going to get Gail Goodman, the CEO of Constant Contact, to talk to us a little bit about what she learned about how they're using social media, how they're blending social media with email marketing, which is one of the tried and true methods. We'll do that after these messages. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Lord, we going out tonight.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.